Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Teddy.
How you doing, dude?
Well,
it is 9:32 on a motherfucking Saturday, son.
Yeah.
What have you been doing all day? 9:32 a.m., by the way, everyone. We are early birds catching the worms, catching our graboids, dude.
Yeah, touching graboids.
No, catching the...
That was an episode of ours.
It sure was. Let's touch graboids.
I ate breakfast.
Right on. I had a half piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Josie ate half of it, and she's like, I'm not going to finish that. And I was like, well, I guess I'll be the garbage disposal.
And an apple turnover and a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Apple turnover? Mm-hmm. You have an exciting food life.
What?
You just eat weird shit.
Thank you.
Like, I'm like, oh, I had 3 eggs, like, no salt, pepper. I had put some Pam on the pan and just ate them like that. Or, like, hard-boiled eggs. You're like, oh, I had this adventurous thing and this adventurous thing.
Yeah, I made a frambé and...
A frambé.
I had pasta vajole.
Gordon frambé. It's like a fucking Mighty Ducks, but about breakfast foods.
Gordon frambé. Oh, man. I make kush soot. I make
kush soot?
Different. Yeah.
The fuck is kush soot?
It's Italian bread with brick cheese and salt and pepper on it and broiled.
Are you... Okay. So, are you talking like the white Italian bread that you would get at like any...
Yeah. Well, no.
You're talking like
that.
The loaves, like the Aladdin loaves?
Yeah, the straight up like... 100 bad guys we saw. Yeah. It's like the big old world hard
street
one.
Street rat. I don't like that. Dude, I've been watching some Aladdin.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. I haven't. Oh. Anyways, go ahead. So you're soot, kush soot?
Kush soot, yes. I think it just means bread on cheese.
Oh, okay. It sounds like soot like you would get out of like a chimney. That's why I'm like, why would you want that?
No, it's good. But I broil it so it gets like browned on the top.
Now, a broiler is that fucking dumb drawer that's beneath the...
No, it's not. When you put something on broil, it's when you heat it from the top and it burns and chars the top of something.
So that is just a straight up drawer for an oven?
The thing on the bottom of the oven?
Yeah.
I think one of them, they can be like keep it warm drawers. But I use it as a throw
junk drawer.
The fucking pans down
there.
Yeah,
here's all my crap I don't need that I don't have space for.
Yeah, I think it was
even though you have 45 cabinets in your kitchen.
I know.
That kitchen's so sick.
It's got a lot of stuff. And we got it all filled.
That's insanity.
I know.
But your counter space, I'm so jealous of.
It's a big one.
Like, I remember being able to prep and being like, God damn, I can fucking do anything I want in here. Cat Paul's just somehow always in the way. I'm like, there's literally like 700 square feet in the kitchen. Not that much.
Yeah,
probably.
He's been a real puker lately. I'm thinking about putting him up for adoption.
Get
down by
here.
The river.
Oh, Chris Farley, the little dude.
Just throw him out.
No, you'll never give him up.
Just a bag of 10 pound bag of food, throw them by the river.
Yeah, you just open it up. You're like, eat when you like, throw up wherever.
Go nuts. He's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do eat different things. Not weird stuff, because there's nothing weird about having like an apple pastry and
cereal.
How
many times do you see someone, how many times you go out to a restaurant and you're like, oh, do you have any kashut? Like, what kind of fucking...
Those are two recipes that my grandma used to make. So it's like old world Italian shit. Like,
sure.
That's a cheap breakfast.
Are you making your own fucking sauce too in the basement?
Well, yeah, we make our own sauce when we have red sauce.
You do not make your own sauce.
Yeah, from crushed tomatoes.
Yeah, from canned bullshit. I'm talking about...
Oh, no, I'm not fucking pulling them off the tree out back.
Well, not even that. I'm just saying...
Hey, mama, the tomatoes are ready.
But you probably get like fucking tomato paste, which they weren't... That's straight up crushed.
Okay, never... Hang on one hot motherfucking second.
Sure.
I thought you meant Prego versus putting crushed tomatoes, tomato paste, spices.
No, anyone
and
can
making
do that.
The Prego.
Anyone can do that.
Okay, so that's not weird.
No, that's not weird.
Okay, so what I'm saying is...
If you bottled your own sauce, I'd be like, God damn, you have a lot of time on
your
hands.
Tony's spectacular super sauce.
Yeah, nice. Tony's
that's gonna
tomato
be a
sauce.
Thing. Tony tomato.
Yeah.
Kashrut and pasta fagioli are just two things that she made.
Pasta fagioli I've seen on a menu. Kashrut I have not. It sounds like fucking a planet from Star Wars.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's just cheese and bread. It's so good.
That's the second Wookiee planet next to Kashyyyk.
It's very good. And if you had some, you'd probably be like, why did I talk so much stupid
shit? Yeah, you're making
shit.
An open-faced grilled cheese. I understand I would like it.
Bingo. You ever had brick cheese?
Yeah, I love brick cheese.
It's good.
Well, let's see. Every time I get like a brick of cheese and I'm like, oh, we're going to make like our God. Own pasta salad. No, I just try to eat it like a candy bar.
No, sweet dumb baby. Brick cheese is an actual cheese type, like Parmesan or...
Why is it called brick?
It's Wisconsin brick cheese. It's just, it's made out of bricks. And, you know, it's orange like a brick.
Is it like a cheddar?
Yeah, it's like a really melty, milky cheddar. Like mozzarella cheddar.
Okay.
It's dope as fuck. Okay. And it melts really good, and then it burns real good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a little
hard dick from the cheese brick.
Yeah. Hard dick cheese brick.
Anyways.
Dick brick.
So you had breakfast. That's nice.
Wow. That's how far we got.
Yeah, we're only 5 minutes in. It's all right. It just feels like forever.
What'd you do?
On a journey. I woke up, did all the dishes, cleaned up down here, took out the trash, you know. I've been doing the chores. Yeah, I had some beers the other night, had some beers down here. And I had to get all the foam off the table because we're about to foam today. So I had to like move everything, get it all nice and set up.
Yeah,
the room's different. I built a table.
Paul has turned this room into like what I can only describe as Xerxes' sex dungeon.
Okay.
In 300.
Yeah, sure, I wouldn't mind that.
A goat smoking a hookah in the corner.
Yep, that talks at the end of the movie just like the witch. No, yeah, I've done a lot of work to the basement. Josie's been helping me out, too. I think I'm going to try to center these carpets. No one gives a fuck.
Jesus.
But
don't,
anyways,
don't go into it.
Yeah, I made a new podcasting table, which came out fucking lovely, minus a couple nail scratches I did.
It looks really nice, and it's
there's
table
a couple,
that
like,
you built from scratch. But wait, it's not from scratch, is it?
I was planing the wood from the trees.
Oh, yeah, you cut the trees down and planed it and sliced it and milled it. Wow.
This was a mighty oak.
Wow. Now it's a small table.
I used your miner's axe.
And then you forged these metal legs yourself, right?
Yep.
After you cast the steel.
Exactly.
From ore.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I found some ore in the backyard. Turns out there's a mine of it.
Shocking.
Crazy.
Good land purchase.
And then I made one of those sand things to fucking pour it into. A mold.
Yeah, sand mold. Yeah.
So, you know, that's how you make metal anyways.
God damn it.
I fucking attached all of them, bent them by hand.
Holy shit. Whittled your own screws?
Yeah. I forged some screws to screw them in. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad.
Hand twisted the threads.
The sanding was the hardest part because I had to get my own paper. I had to get some of the sand from my mold.
Make glue out of horse hooves.
Yeah, which, when do you find a dead horse, you know?
I had to kill a horse.
So I killed a horse on this farm, barehanded, with my own knife I made.
But it's a nice table. It's very black, evil metal.
Dude, I know. And what's funny is that I made another stand for like my guitars to go under to open up the space a little bit with the same exact fucking stain, and that's like dark brown, and this is like straight up like Satan's shit over
here.
Yeah,
this is Sharpie black. That looks like shaded.
Yeah, you can barely even see that it's wood. Like,
no.
You can't even see like grains.
Yeah, you did take all the life out of it.
I know, like you can kind of see it, like it's weird. It kind of like has a cool light effect in here, but like, yeah, there's barely any, and this wood was beautiful too. I'm so bummed.
Yeah, you really,
like, it had a lot of character.
You really caked that wood.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I didn't mix it well enough the first time through, so the settlement of all, like, the actual stain was at the bottom, so this is like that.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was mixing it with a coat hanger that I made.
Why? Didn't you just get a stirrer when you bought it?
Usually they give it to you, and I forgot.
But I always make them.
Yeah.
If they try to not give me the opener thing, the little lid opener, I go, I need the lid opener, too.
They give it to you for free? How many do you have? How many do you have?
40?
All right, well, give me one.
I'm making something out of them.
Yeah.
Making a necklace.
These are all the cans of paint I've opened. Paint and stain.
Yeah,
no,
I put
a
drip
of
each color on it.
We got a bunch of flatheads, dude. I'm good. I'm fine. Anyways, dude, so what else you been up to? Anything cool? I beat Doom.
I know.
I fucking beat the Icon of Sin the other night. That was a blast. Oh, Tony and I got this new game called Predator Hunting Grounds. That is fucking tight.
We are quite the team.
Yeah, we die quite a bit, but I would say, honestly, less than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And you hate it less than I anticipated because I thought you were going to get annoyed and just be like, I'm done with this. I didn't pay. I have no stake in this at all. And I'm like, dang, I lost my only friend for Predator because no one else has this shit.
No.
Basically, if you're familiar with the Friday the 13th game of like your four counselors being chased by Jason, and these are all actual people playing the game. So you have four people trying to escape, and then you have one person trying to kill the whole team.
Yep.
Exact same premise as Predator. You just got to do like little missions because you're a Black Ops team, and then the Predator comes and finds you. But the tightest thing ever is that you can mud yourself to hide yourself from the Predator. The game accuracy to the movie, I feel, is very powerful.
And we mud up all the time.
Oh, man, we get mudded the hell up.
Half our points are just experience from mud up.
And you only get 15 XP, so imagine that fucking uphill battle we're fighting right now.
Yep, and we usually get about 1,500 points a match. That's a lot of mud.
Yeah, you do the math.
You do the math on that mud.
Anyways, yeah, Predator. I give it like 8.5 out of 10 deep impacts. Highly replayable.
It's a good time. If I didn't have a friend, I wouldn't.
You don't think?
I don't know.
I
mean,
you should try the Predator. He's dude, cool.
I played the extra level in Doom after you beat it.
What?
It's the arc reactor level. It's like a revamped master level.
Okay.
I beat the shit out of it.
Is it hard?
Yeah. It says like, you know, hone your skills. And I was like, grenade launcher city, baby.
Yeah, I think I might just pass that. I'm done. I think I'm done with Doom. I got to start Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, please don't.
And then play Predator with you. And then I also got Modern Warfare. I spent a lot of money the past couple days just dropping money on entertainment. I bought the three compendiums of Invincible. I cannot wait to get that. That was like $110. And then I bought Predator and Modern Warfare, the new one. So, yeah, I'm just fucking throwing money out.
What did I bought? I pre-ordered Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the goriest, saddest game ever. So, right up my alley. I bought some other stuff. I bought some buckets.
Some buckets?
Some totes.
Okay.
Storage totes.
Yeah, we actually get storage totes quite a lot because they're the best thing ever.
I got ammo cans.
That's pretty tight.
They're so tight.
That's cool.
It's super, super tight. $10.
I like the totes that have those ones, they close and fold on each other. Instead of having an actual lid.
Oh, they intermesh. The cross,
yeah, that's kind of like fingers.
I like when you get it just right the first time. Oh, yeah,
like you're battling it. Like, which way does it go? It's only two ways. It takes me 15 minutes every time.
Yeah, it's like when you, like, first put your penis in between the couch cushions to jerk off, and it goes right in. It doesn't hit them.
Yeah, it doesn't bend.
It doesn't bend on them. Oh, wow. Yeah, instead it slides right in.
Dang. Yeah.
And then, you know. Super Saiyan. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Tony and I have shared couches.
We have couches together. So there's reasons why the
You let me take
cushions
the,
are so stiff.
Yeah, just like every time you sit on, it's like sitting on a bag of chips.
Something you did. You're like, dude, don't mind my crunchy fucking cushion seams. I bust nuts in them. I remember I heard that once. Like, why don't you just put your dick between the cushions? I was like, why don't I just jerk off with sandpaper?
It sounds like backpedaling now. No. I think you actually did this.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I swear. I used to have a...
Oh, geez. I don't know if I want to know.
Pocket pussy, though.
That you made yourself?
Yeah. Out of old fish skin and plastic bags and
toilet paper roll with a plastic bag, and I just spit in it. They call that like...
There's a Pringles can with a bunch of mayo.
It's like, oh, Pringles can, yeah.
Oh, finally something I can feel.
Fuck. Oh, they call that like a fifi in jail.
What?
The plastic bag. Sometimes you can fill it with water, and then you
now who's backpedaling?
No, I've never been to jail.
Yeah, but you made that party
so you
sack.
Think I did, yeah. Party sack. Anyways, what else you been doing, dude? We just talked about our games. You haven't been playing anything else either, right?
No, because I bought Van Helsing, but I haven't played it yet because it's going to be kind of a long action game.
Speaking of games, though, PlayStation 5 reveal happened, and I was just reading on Screen Rant. That, like, EA fucking does is making another Star Wars game. Yay!
Yeah, but it's called Squadron.
Dude, it's called fucking Squadrons.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a fan of Rogue Squadron?
That's what I'm saying, is if it's all...
It's like the predecessor to it.
Fighting in space.
But
and
remember
like,
what they did to Battlefront?
Yeah, but hey, how can they fuck up flying in jets?
I don't know, but I thought that was the one thing that like is kind of the bummer, is that in Battlefront you could have aerial battles with ships and stuff like that. And you could also be troops on the ground. Cool. Best of both worlds. Now it's like, well, now just buy the two other games, you know? And it says it's going to have a campaign. That was the important part. They're doing it like Star Wars Battlefront 2. They're giving you a campaign, and they are mainly focusing on multiplayer.
I feel like what our terms of like what they're giving us used to be the standard.
Yeah.
Used to be... Of course my fucking game has a campaign and a multiplayer.
I kind of wish Predator had a campaign.
Like if Halo was like, hey guys, we're also going to put in a campaign.
Yeah. You know, you bought the game for the campaign. The online was just like a funsy thing you could do afterwards.
I remember Zombies was like a, if you get bored, try Zombies, dude.
Yeah.
Like when it was just two maps on World at War.
Yeah, I didn't play World at War, actually.
So good.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
One of my favorites.
Well, you know, I think my first game was Modern Warfare 2. I think that was my first one. I was late to the party, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a stupid fucking party.
THPS fucking 5 or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I was into, that God of War. I was into the shooters, really, except for Medal of Honor.
Oh, Frontline.
Frontline's my favorite. All right, anyways.
Playing it now is hard.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Sucks ass.
The game?
Yeah.
Yeah, where did I... It's
like playing GoldenEye again.
Was I playing it fucking... I
remember, this is janky.
Yeah, I tried beating it on PlayStation 2 and couldn't get through it. I was like, I used to beat this all the time.
Yeah, I used to slaughter this game.
So every movie ever is being pushed back due to COVID.
For sure.
King Kong's getting pushed to 2021. Matrix is getting pushed to 2022.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a lot
happening.
Luckily,
he made that Bill and Ted movie before.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, do you like Avatar: The Last Airbender?
I've never watched it.
So you were also one of those people that like too old when it came out on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Same here, but everyone says it's like the truth.
I know. But they say that about the Clone Wars, and I never finished that.
I have trouble with the Clone Wars. Yeah. And I know there's probably really awesome stuff that goes on, but like that shit is definitely made for like 10-year-olds, and then it gets cool.
Yeah. I'd much rather watch fucking Tron Uprising.
That's a tight cartoon. I watched the 90s X-Men, and that's rough, but it's so fucking nostalgic. Maybe that's why people like Clone Wars. But Avatar, Last Airbender, they put that on Netflix. I've been like, maybe. But I think it's like 23 episodes per season in like 3 seasons.
It's long.
So you're talking like 30 hours. Easy.
Maybe you could just watch the movie. That'll sum it all up for you, I guess.
It's crazy that's M. Night, right?
Yeah. Made that piece of shit.
Sure did.
Well, I mean, he's kind of like a shit maker.
Split was good.
Yeah, it's like he redeems himself one out of like five.
Signs was tight. I also liked Unbreakable is like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
so like the ones that he makes that are like that hit like fucking are out of the park.
Yeah, Unbreakable's so dope.
Yeah. You saw the Glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that that's a cool trilogy or are you kind of like, eh?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It's a great trilogy.
Yeah. That's good, man. I'm glad we're both on the same page.
Yeah, man. I'm totally moving on.
Do you have any fucking more news?
Nope,
any cool
not really, motherfucker.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Okay.
What'd you see?
Freaking saw Ponyo.
Sorry?
It's exotic, like my food tastes.
Ponyo?
Ponyo. It's Japanese.
Oh, because HBO Max?
Yep.
Yeah, HBO Max, but that also got released.
With Studio Ghibli collection.
Yeah, Harry Potter's.
Yeah, we've been watching those.
The Wire.
Not watching that.
Yeah. Did you finish that?
No.
What?
I don't know what
happened.
You
were so close to it. You were like the last season. That's
totes. Totes.
It's insane because it's like 40 hours to be like, meh. That's X-Men.
I know.
Not The Wire.
That's what I'm saying. I get distracted easily.
Got it.
Ponyo, dude. So it's about a little girl who's a fish who turns into a human, and it's like Mermaid.
I'm about to say I've seen this.
Japanese
Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Did she get her voice taken by a...
Nope, nothing about voices.
By a squid lady?
Nope. No bad squid lady.
Hmm.
The spirit of the ocean's like a big chick with titties.
Wow.
And,
wow.
That sounds and her dad is Liam Neeson.
Sounds very Japanese-y.
Yeah. He's yeah, a very, it's a very racist. Weird character for Liam Neeson.
Why? Is this a live action?
No, it's an anime. Jesus.
What do you give it?
8 out of 10. It's nice.
Wow, that's actually
cute,
pretty high.
Cute movie.
You love anime and you
adorable
love,
animation.
You love the Gibbs. I started watching Space Force. Have you seen any of this?
Yeah, I watched it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's okay. There are parts that had me crack the fuck up.
There are parts that make me die laughing.
Like other parts that I'm like, God damn it, I don't care. I give it like when it's funny, it's fucking perfect. It's
but you
like,
actually kind of get bored at it?
Yeah.
I don't see the law. Okay, the daughter a little bit from what I've seen so far.
No, it means nothing.
Sometimes like hers is a little lolly, but not like completely. It's super, super dry.
Yeah.
But there are some fucking awesome.
John Malkovich is fucking hilarious.
Him and Steve Carell together is a really neat
yeah.
Blend. And Steve Carell's character in this is fucking awesome.
He's so fun.
When spoilers for the first episode, but they fire a satellite and like it's going around and he's looking at it, and like him and Malkovich, who obviously hate each other, can't stand each other, are like having like a celebratory drink on his porch, and they're looking through the fucking telescope, and like the fucking this other and it doesn't even look good. It looks like Mars Attacks. Cheesy. This other like satellite comes up, like parks next to it, and then rips the wings off of it, and then just like flies away. Steve Carell's like, "Motherfucker!" Like, and then it just ends. It's that had me laughing so hard.
There's a scene where there's a monkey and a dog in space trying to do like the job of an astronaut, and he's like, tell him he'll never have to pay taxes again. He's like, sir, he's a monkey. And he's like, okay, tell him he's doing good. This is for his country. He wants this for his honor.
The monkey gets captured by a Chinese satellite at one point, and
he's mourning the monkey.
He's mourning the monkey and saying that like give him the highest medal rated, and they're like, all right, like, let's try the dog.
He's an animal.
Well, no, they're like, all right, let's get the dog. And then it's just like the dog's tail.
Yeah, cut off.
And he was like, that freak savage monkey ate our American dog. Strike everything I said.
Take everything back. Fuck that monkey.
Yeah. So good.
Such good moments. But then, yeah, just it's a little offset.
So what do you give it? What's your... I think I give it like an 8.
Yeah, like a 7.5.
Like, I definitely think it's super, like, easy to watch, and there are parts that are just fucking immaculate of it. I love it.
Yeah. He does little stuff that's actually fucking ridiculously funny.
Steve Carell's definitely, like, his subtleness is a big part of, like, why I like his comedy so much. All right. So what else did you see?
I saw Ready or Not.
Here I Come.
Well, just Ready or Not. It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Yeah, dude.
And?
I love the main actress. She's a very good actress.
And you love games where you hide and get scared.
Oh, dude, hide and seek? Yeah, like, I love that shit. So Ready or Not is literally about a wife that goes and marries this, like, billionaire. And he's got this eccentric family. They go to an old mansion, and they play an ancient game that they do for a demon. Like, they worship a demon. And so he makes them play a game when someone joins their family, and usually it's something innocuous, just a board game, but if it's ever Ready or Not, the goal is to kill the bride as a sacrifice to the demon. And they've never had to do it in their like family's lineage except for the first time, so for like hundreds of years they've been pretty chill. And then they like warp into like this.
So
like,
what do you give it?
It's fun, dude. It's like a 9. Like, it's a very good horror slash comedy.
Because when I saw Ready or Not, I was like, boop.
You should watch it.
Only idiots would click on this. No. That's what I says to myself.
That's what you says, but you're stupid wrong. So stupid wrong.
No, I'll check it out. Because I have been like looking at it, and I'm like, I mean, it could be okay. It's probably going to be dog shit. That's what I assume.
No,
so
man.
That's good to hear that.
Main actress acts her ass off.
Wow. No ass at the end of the movie. I watched Justice League Dark Apocalypse.
Excuse me.
This was awesome. It was kind of like the animated series for DC, their Endgame.
Okay. Fun.
Dude, there are so many neck snappings in it of heroes, and like Shazam gets his leg blown off and they're showing it. Like some chick gets ripped in half. Like they show her guts coming out. I was like, dude, this is hard as fuck. A dude calls another dude fuck knuckle.
What's this, an animated cartoon?
Yeah, it's like from, like, you remember Flashpoint came out? It's that same storyline. They've done, like, 15 movies that exist in the storyline, and this is, like, the end of it.
Oh.
It's fucking tight.
All right.
I really dig it, but I will say the animation kind of bums me out. It doesn't feel like it's 24 frames per second. It feels like it's 2.
Wow.
Or 3. That's no, it's fun. More than that. But it's choppy, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll do that weird, like,
quick
CG.
And cheap.
Yeah. And they'll do that weird CGI and be like, yeah, look at, like, that looks nice. And it's like, well, that looks off now because everything else is choppy. God damn it. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I give it like a 9.5. Like, it's fucking enjoy. Like, John Constantine's in it. Swamp Thing, dude. Yeah. It's sick.
I'm going to check it out. All right, calm down.
Fact. It's on my Vudu.
All right.
So yeah, you're more than welcome to. I give Tony all my passwords, you know.
Me too. I give him all my passwords.
What do I have that's yours? Only your PlayStation and games.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not 100 games.
I need more from you.
Sweet jackass.
What else do you see?
All right. Take the mood down, okay?
Sure. Oh, you watching his list or something?
No.
Kind of get serious?
Something just as serious. Jeffrey Epstein, filthy rich.
Oh, so I walked in on Josie watching this a couple times, and I was like, what the fuck?
That dude, what a fucking pile of scum.
Yeah.
Like a career criminal... made a fucking pyramid scheme for his underage virgins.
See, I haven't seen it all. How many episodes is it?
Four.
How long?
Like an hour.
So like 44 hours? Wow. So 40 hours?
Yeah, 40 hours. You'll be done.
Yeah, so work week.
Yeah. 4 hours, 3 hours.
Right on. I'll have to check it out because it did look interesting, I know nothing about this fucking shit.
Dude, it's so crazy. And he was probably killed by the Illuminati. Because he's a billionaire. He had freaking Chris Tucker, Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey all on his private pedophile island called Pedophile Island.
Wait, Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Like from fucking Rush Hour?
Rush Hour, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, Smokey.
I bet. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Friday. They were all there, probably sucking and fucking, but there's no proof of it. But Bill Clinton went there 26 times. It's crazy, man. Jeffrey Epstein's story is way wild. Whoa. Like, and that he went to jail.
Did they prove the pedophile island at least?
Yes, there's like hundreds of people that said, yeah, I was raped there.
But they never like went there and they're like, look at all these children.
Well, no, he didn't keep them captured there. He brought them out like it was a pyramid scheme. So he would have a girl that was like a hot, slutty, dumb girl that wanted to make a lot of money. Jeffrey Epstein would pay that one girl to go find virgins and like fucking underage chicks and bring them back to him. He'd fly him out to an island. He's a billionaire. He's literally like, yo, come on my private jet. Give me a back massage. Then maybe suck and fucking fucking suck. And then massage me again. Then you go home. You'll be here for two days and make like $5,000.
That's wild.
And be able to go to the like craziest places on earth. Like come out to Dubai and suck me.
Suck me.
I mean, it's really fucking insane.
I don't know what it is about how you say that. Like, it makes me laugh, but it also, you just sounds like so juvenile. Like something like someone like that doesn't know about sex, what they would say, like, oh yeah, then she sucked me. Like, what?
She gave me a wank and it was hot.
Yeah, like it just sounds like someone lying.
Yeah. My man pee came out.
Ew. The good kind. The feel good man pee. So what do you give it, Epstein?
Oh, 10 out of 10. It's like one of the best documentaries ever.
Better than Tiger King, huh? That really fizzled, right? People gave a shit about that for like a second.
Well, the world's in disarray.
But it's insane. Like everyone, like Joe Exotic was like, fuck yeah, it is my. Oh, they don't remember. Oh, damn,
man,
it.
They don't care no more. They saw it.
Have you been looking at the COVID stats?
Not really. I don't know what to look at.
Well, I just look at like the map and see if we like have like actually like decrease the curve, or if it's on the decrease. It seems like it is a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's been like fucking like a decent amount of deaths in Ohio, like almost 2,000.
That's not that many people.
I mean, 2,000 people seems like a lot for like one state.
Isn't there like 70 million people in the state?
Really? Oh. I guess that is like a drop in the bucket. Sorry, 2,000.
I mean, I think that many alcoholics died of natural causes this weekend.
Honestly, yeah, I think, 2,000 people just died. Like, who cares? No. God
Good
bless
thing we're
your
not
family.
In charge of anything. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. I also watched Red Son Superman, and this is a take on if Superman, instead of landing in America, landed in Russia.
Oh, Red Son Superman.
It's fucking sick, dude.
Like, so he fights for the Kremlin?
Yeah, and like he has a big like fucking hammer and sickle like on it instead of the S.
That's very dope.
Dude, it's fucking tight. Like, I highly recommend it. I give this like a 9.
Does
like,
he save Chernobyl?
No, I can't remember when it takes place, but not during that.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Chernobyl documentaries.
Yeah, like fucking, encrypting the tomb or some shit like that.
yeah, like the sarcophagus cap. Yeah. No,
crypt tomb sarcophagus.
The elephant's foot.
That's what it was called?
No, the elephant's foot is a block of 11,000 ton molten radiation that's still hot in the basement substation. Like, it fell through and melted through, and it's still like hot.
When does it become not
it's
hot?
It's called the elephant's foot.
100 years. Yeah, it's like their half-life or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's like 100 years.
That sucks.
And the firefighter clothes still have tons of radiation on them.
Why didn't they burn those?
They're just in the basement. No one can touch them.
Oh, good. Yeah. No one's going down there, correct?
I guess not, but people have footage of them going down there.
So people are going down
there.
Totally,
dude. Liar. Who knows, man? And I watched a lot of shit about Hiroshima. Not Hiroshima. That was just a
Nagasaki?
Bomb. Nope, not either one of those. Fukushima. No, those first two were bombs.
I like how you're like, no, not just a bomb. Literally, people evaporated.
Nothing quick like that. I'm talking about Fukushima that's slowly poisoning everything.
What's Fukushima? Is that another...
Fukushima
Was that another site where, is that where Godzilla was made?
Pretty much, because it's a Japanese nuclear power reactor that fucking got hit by tidal waves and blew its stack.
Whoa.
It was so in 2010 or 11.
Cooled it too fast?
It just started, like, hydrogen tanks kept blowing up. Just all day, blowing up for like 3 days. And a bunch of fucking shit leaked into the ocean. There's still like a quarantine zone of like 2 miles. But mainly it's just creating like mutant tuna.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's how we do get Godzilla.
You've never heard of Fukushima.
I probably have. I'm very head in the sand, man.
Wow.
You know?
It was a big event.
It sounds like it.
And it was like 8 years ago.
When do you think they'll make the documentary so I can find out
about
this? I
mean, there's a lot of documentaries about Fukushima,
no,
bro.
I meant like like Chernobyl. I need actors.
When's Jared Harris going to be in that documentary?
Honestly, yeah.
It's an interesting
that
story,
dude. Godzilla's just like, let them fight.
Dude, it's probably more intense because it's like 3 days of them trying stuff and failing small. And like all these teams, they had time to evacuate. There weren't that many deaths because of it.
That's good.
Yeah. And watch a documentary about a guy in Japan who got burnt by molten uranium.
Oh.
So he just took it to the face. Usually you just pour it in. He like fell over and it like stood on his face. So he was totally irradiated and dying. But scientists kept him alive for 51 days when he should have died in like 2 days. They kept putting like pipes in his lungs and giving him skin grafts and like bringing his heart back like to life with adrenaline just so they could study the effects of radiation. When he was dead, he was pretty much just a beating heart with like no organs.
What?
It's so horrifying, dude. That's what I watched. He literally melted to nothing, but they kept his like heart and brain.
Like, could you imagine being the poor motherfucker that gets irradiated in the face and it's like, oh god, this sucks, I just want it to be over.
At the end, he was just like, kill me.
They're like, we gotta study you, bro, so get ready for like basically a torturous death for the good of science. I mean, you're already fucked.
He said it's like the documentary was like, there's not a worse death that I've actually like encountered, like if you could fathom it.
Days of
and it
literally
didn't kill his nerves, so he still felt everything, but they couldn't give him injections of morphine because his veins had died. Like melted.
That's the most insane.
It's insane, man. It's
fucking
insane.
Just type in
Japanese radiation death. You'll find him,
I'm sure.
Oh boy.
Yeah, right on Faces of Death. Where that little girl walks in front of that train. Another fucking thing that haunts me to this day.
Just saying, I've been watching some interesting stuff.
Or that soldier getting his fucking neck cut like with that fucking like deer knife. Do you remember that?
Oh, and what?
It was the Faces of Death.
Oh,
did
no,
you watch Faces of Death?
I don't remember Faces of Death, really.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I have, that shit has lived with me since I was like 12.
No, I mean, I've watched a lot of, you know, there's a lot of gore out there. I've
fucking
seen a lot.
Rotten.com was just the worst.
Yeah, there's gore.com, rotten.com.
Rotten.com, like it was like car crash, and it's just like a dude in half with like all of his guts spilled out.
E-bombs world.
I'm just like, I never went to those. That sounds like a dark web.
It kind of is dark web.
Right on. Anyways, Rotten.com, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
So, yeah, a lot of death for
you.
Yeah,
what else you see?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, how'd you like Sandler in that bore fest?
So you did not like this.
No.
I thought it was, like, super weird and choppy and crazy, but
it,
like,
was
it was
weird.
Interesting and fucking, it made me have, like, a lot of anxiety because everything was just always so fucked. And, like, the ending I thought was great. I really dug it.
I hated him so much.
He sucks, but I give it, like, an 8. But I think it's good.
It's like, it's got its parts, but I, as a whole, I was like, fuck me, this is a one-timer.
Okay, maybe I'll bump it down to a 7 because you're right. There isn't that much rewatchability. It wasn't enjoyable.
Right.
Like, in a way that, like, oh, this is fun. It was like, damn, God, this is just making me have a lot of emotion.
He didn't learn anything. Move on.
Every time. So,
never
learned. It's, like, infuriating, but I like that it can, like, make me that emotional, dude.
Right.
Be in that
state.
Anyways. So, yeah, 7, yeah, definitely 7 deep impacts.
Okay, calm down, Rain Man. All right.
Got some coffee.
I watched Practical Magic.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I thought this was like
no,
Magic for
Magic.
Humans.
No, it's from the 90s. Practical Magic. It's got Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
All right, heavy hitters.
Both heavy hitters in their prime looking sublime.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Got a little rhyme out of it, too. Hmm.
Okay, moving
in
on.
In their prime.
Practical Magic is actually pretty good. Like, there's some evil shit. Husbands are getting fucking murdered. There's a demon. Like, it's all kinds of crazy shit. Like someone creates someone, like a, they put all their thoughts into like a spell, and it creates a human that mimics what they want.
Wow.
Like she said, I want one, you know, one eye different. So like she meets a guy with a blue and a green eye.
Hmm.
It's wild, man. It's actually shockingly good, but it's considered like kind of like a chick flick. But it's not. It's like kind of like, you know, what's that other witch movie
the
that
Craft?
Chicks like? No, that's a good one.
That's a sick one.
No, what's the, oh God, Hocus Pocus.
That, wait, that, the fucking one from like
Bette Midler?
Yeah, that yeah. That's like a little kid's movie.
It kind of is, but it's like one of those things that's too cheesy for me to enjoy. Practical Magic's tight.
Oh, I will say that, yeah, you watch Hocus Pocus now and you're like, this is a
dude,
waste of
there's like Harry
time.
Potter shit in it. She's like stirring her coffee spoon, like with her mind and just reading the paper. And I'm like, look at this shit. It's like 20 years before Harry Potter.
That's neat.
Yeah. Little stuff, like little magic, like moving stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
You know.
Nothing big. She's not lifting an X-Wing out of fucking
Dagobah
swamp.
Yeah, she's dragging it out all muddy.
I mean, just the water alone that was sitting in it that had to come out would make it heavier, you know?
I mean, and also, like, it's going to corrode something like a spaceship being in a swamp
for years.
You know, maybe
it had better metal in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, they don't use combustion engines in the future.
Well, oddly enough, there is usually, like, fire coming out of like, the back of one.
They
you're
do.
Like, oh, that wouldn't
they
be in space.
They are burning something.
Yeah. Not sure.
Yeah, or maybe they're ion thrusters, and we don't know the
Star
difference because we're stupid.
Falling apart from me. I don't know why Norn's freaking out. He's in his cage.
Yeah, why is your... Is your dog being attacked by intruders?
I don't know. I hope not.
Josie, defend the house!
Yeah, get the... Well, don't have any weapons.
Do your duty!
I watched Batman vs. TMNT.
What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What did you... What happened to you this weekend? You just went to the free kids section at Family Video?
I produce another podcast called Let the Hate Flow Through You. Uh-huh. I record it here and stuff. They do it. I'm only affiliated with the tech side of it. But I was actually, Josie and I were just on one of their episodes, their latest one, so check it out. We told the story about the Kane Corsos and how that all went down.
Fun times.
Yeah, it was Let the Hate Flow Through You, hating, helping people.
Wow.
Anyways, Jordan, the co-host of that, has been like deep into like buying, like collecting Blu-rays for of this stuff, like the Red Sun, Apocalypse War, and TMNT versus Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So he was like, "Yo, I got this," and I was like, "Yo, throw me that digital download, bro." And he's like, "Yeah, sure," and just gave me the digital downloads for all these movies.
Wow!
So I just got them for free. Yeah, it was sick.
You just like took his money.
In a way, yeah.
Because you can sell those.
Basically, Rob, no, I got them on my Vudu. That's
no,
how
I'm
I watch
saying
them.
Like you can sell the digital codes online. That's
I
what
can't,
you do on Vudu.
But I can't anymore. What, I can sell my shit that's on Vudu already?
No. I'm saying like if you go to Family Video and buy a DVD and it has a digital download code, you could post it on Movies Anywhere for a price and sell it to someone.
Oh, dang.
For like $3, $4. That's why places like that have digital download codes for you to buy. That are super cheap.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll look into
people
that.
Just sell their digital codes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I guess I did take his money. Well, thanks, Jordan.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Anyways, Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Nickelodeon, obviously, because they own that now.
Right.
And Warner Brothers. But it's a super fucking neat way to see him interacting with teenagers that are all dickheads. Because they definitely play into that like a lot in the story. They're like they make the turtles teenagers like hard. And it's really funny, and it's a cool duality to have, like, the stern fucking, like, you know, brooding Batman with, like, Michelangelo, like, hitting Alfred, taking the pizzas down the stairs, dude.
Wow.
It's fun. It's
fucking,
a blast.
It's like watching the Goonies.
But Batman's fighting Shredder and shit. Like, it's sick. It's tight, dude.
Batman fighting Shredder. That is a cool combo.
Because they look neat together.
Yeah. They're both awesome.
And it's like the opposite masks, because he covers his mouth and Batman covers his eyes.
Did you see on Predator that you can get the Shredder mask?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, from like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
What?
It's literally Shredder. It's got the fucking two blades.
Yeah. Well, there's three. There's one in the middle, too.
Yeah.
Top. Yeah, totally. Gotta be your blade.
Okay, continue.
All right, anyways, I haven't finished it yet, but as of right now, I give it like a 9. Dude, they, honestly, the...
Righteous.
The animated stuff, like, although I don't really dig the... animation, it's pretty to look at, just like it's not smooth enough, like there could be more care. It seems like it's churned out.
It is
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I will say that like it is fucking good. It's the writing makes up for it. There
that's
we go.
Nice.
There's the words.
Okay.
All right, what else you get?
I watched Parasite.
Parasite X, the fucking anime?
No, not Parasite X.
I like that.
Parasite, the movie that won the Oscar for best movie this year. The South Korean film by...
Is it good?
Bong Joon-juk.
Should it
or
have...
Hoon Bong Joon.
Should it have lost, Tony?
What? No, it's awesome.
It's good.
What?
Should it be award-winning?
Is it award-winning? Yes, it's award-winning.
Well, I know it is, but do you think it's worth awards?
Dude, it is fucked up.
Why?
It's gory as shit.
Get out.
So at first, it's about... You stupid motherfucker. At first, it's about this fucked up, like, kind of like con artist family who lives in the sewers, and they're all poor.
Sure.
And they all con their way into a rich family, working in the service of a rich family. Like, one is a driver, one has a maid, one has a... Mm-hmm. tutor.
Okay.
And so they all sneak their way in.
Are living off them.
Correct. And so they get into the house and start pretty much like getting everyone else fired so they can control this family.
Yeah.
And then they find a hidden underground bunker, which was a thing that was in South Korean houses a lot. The rich had secret bunkers in case the North Koreans attacked. It was like a common build thing. But the family upstairs doesn't know that there's a bunker down there. And there's a family down there living, feeding off this family in the night, like in the shadows.
Oh, like frogging.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then this family kind of like clashes with that fucking group. And it's insane. And like there's some fucked up gore.
Was it like kind of like Get Out? Like, whoa, this is just weird.
Yeah, it was like okay. Left field as fuck at the last 20 minutes.
So, by the way, what's this on?
Parasite Hulu.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kulu.
Kulu, yeah. Kulu to Hulu. damn you.
Anyway.
Just die.
What do you give it? Yeah, goddamn,
oh,
bro.
9.5. Like, I think it's a fantastic film.
I'll have to check that out. Do you want to do... Oh, I was like, you want to do that for movie?
Well, yeah, I could review it next week if you'd like. Wow.
No, we don't got to do that. I'm out of movies.
My
eyes are itchy. I need to take my Wallatin, dude.
Okay, great. I have a prescription.
It's Claritin for poor people.
I watched Disaster Artist.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I felt like that was like one and done for me.
Yeah.
I loved it and it was so amazing, like the character, but like the fucking actual movie is way bonkers too.
I know. The Room is insane.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It feels more gritty when you know how it was made. Like,
and not only that, like it's just like, honestly, it's kind of like a creep show.
And
like,
he's a grimy dude. Yeah.
It feels like you shouldn't be watching it.
Yeah. And that girl doesn't look happy.
Nah, at all.
Nah.
It's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I watched that. It's okay. It's a good time.
Yeah, fuck, man. It did definitely put a different light on that whole... I don't know. Anyways, what else is he?
That's it.
What do you give the Disaster Artist? 45?
6 out of 10.
Deep Impact? Okay, yeah. I give it like a 7, I think. Room, I give like a 2, but like in the most loving way possible. Does that make sense?
The Room?
Yeah, the actual movie.
Oh, yeah, that one's like a 2.
Yeah, but like, it's so fucked up to watch.
But it is like, as if someone not from this planet made a movie.
Yeah. All right, let's hop into Tessa Danny. We are breezing right through this,
dude.
Yeah,
we're a flyer.
We're creaming it, dude. Princess Bride.
Robin Wright.
Who? Tony and I were playing Predator last night.
The wife from House of Cards.
Yeah, he was like, Robin Wright. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck, who cares? And he was like, well, that's... It's like Robin Wright, like from House of Cards, the wife. And I was like, oh, Get Out. That's her. He's like, yeah, it's an God damn, it was introducing Robin Wright. And she was looking right, you know. And then he went into that whole thing.
Just being cool, dude.
Just being cool. But yeah, Princess Bride.
Hell
also
yeah.
Had the boy from Saw.
Yeah.
And he was also in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in a bunch of shit. I liked him a lot. That's
great.
That's why I liked Princess Bride growing up.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude. Dread Pirate Roberts is such a badass character.
It's a neat origin story too.
And when Inigo Montoya fight,
yeah, that's great.
It's my favorite.
And honestly, the choreography, not bad in the
fight.
It's
awesome.
Like, it really actually holds up. It doesn't look as cheesy as you would think when you start rewatching Princess Bride.
Because the rope climb is one of the cheesiest things ever. Then it's followed by that sword fight that is fucking awesome. It's like Duel of the Fates good.
Well.
Almost.
Well.
Almost.
Duel of the Fates, bro. It's two dudes with for sure fake-ass swords.
So are they, man.
And, well, no, the lightsabers look real. Oh, those are real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, plasma that melts through things instantly.
That's what I'm saying. And somehow gets contained in a field radius. Yep. That's the crazy part.
It doesn't melt your skin off when you hold it.
Mm-mm. It's only hot to the touch when you touch something to it.
Yeah, it only heats up then.
Yeah, it's like the pans like that. That's why they make the pans plastic on for the part that you hold, so you don't burn your hand. Dude,
I watched this fucking doofus on YouTube make a lightsaber out of like hot glowing plasma rods, like metal rods.
Yeah.
And it was the stupidest thing ever because he was like burning himself to death being near it. And all he could do was take a styrofoam head, mannequin head, and slice through it quickly. It's not like the thing's going to cut through wood.
But that's the step in the right direction, my boy.
Step in the right direction. It'd need to be about 9,000 degrees hotter.
Today, styrofoam. Okay. Tomorrow, Tony, the world.
We'll melt through the world. We'll
right to the core.
God damn it. Okay.
Princess Bride, though. Yeah, I love fucking it. Andre the Giant, great in it. The little bald guy, that he was awesome. I totally forgot that he died so soon in the movie. Spoilers.
Very quick, yeah.
But
I love the journey, dude. It's so...
It's good. It's honestly, I haven't seen it in probably like 10 years.
It's like, I don't know, super classic.
It holds up. I think it stands the test of time.
It's
passes
fucking,
the test of Tony.
I think it's really funny. Like, the king is funny as shit.
He's great.
Yeah.
When she's like, I'm going to kill myself tonight. And he's like, oh, she kissed me on the cheek.
When the dude, the torturer guy, he's like, hello, we're going to be torturing. We're going to be torturing you now.
Yeah. And he has like that weird fucking wart all over his face and shit. No, it's good. The comedy's actually really subtle and, like, I feel very well done to where you're like, it's almost, it walks the line of being funny. You know it's supposed to be funny, but it's so close to being like, was this on accident?
Because then there's also...
Like, when you look at, like, Reanimator, you're like, oh, they were, like, trying.
They tried hard.
And
no.
And then they, like, were like, no, it's funny. Huh?
I thought it was supposed to have natural comedy in it because the grandpa and Fred Savage...
What do you mean?
Like, their banter was funny.
Yeah.
Like, he made jokes about the story to the kid. The kid was, like, razzing on the story.
Yeah.
So I think that was a natural inkling, is that the story is so
ridiculous,
good, but cliche.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll take
Princess
that.
Bride is incredible.
I give it, like, an 8.5 Deep Impact.
Yeah, I give it 10.
Wow. That's, like, one of your favorite movies, huh?
Yeah. Huh. It's really good. It's, like, Amadeus good.
Amadeus.
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 This is incredible.
Amadeus is on a different level.
Yeah, it's own
it ain't
God.
Princess Bride, bro. Like, I feel like it's kind of a slap in the face Amadeus, honestly.
Come on.
Princess Bride's great, though. It is fun. Yeah. Like, I'll bump it up to a 9. How about that?
All right. You heard it here.
First. All right, let's hop into movie of the week. Yeah.
No one's reviewed that bitch before.
Never. Yeah, we are cutting edge. Well, get ready for this gemstone. Mm. Michael Clayton, movie of the week.
Michael Clayton, dude. Realm and Conquest.
I am the god of death. I am Shiva, the god of death. Yeah. That's the tightest fucking line.
So tight. And it gets referenced back. Like, it gets pulled back in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was the tightest. So when George Clooney does it, you're like, what the fuck? That's sick. No, this movie was awesome and super fucking anxiety filled. I've never seen it before.
You wouldn't even fathom what it's about by looking at the box.
Especially the name. Yeah. Oh, Michael Clayton. This sounds like a real fucking page turner.
It's him standing next to a car. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck, Drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, different movie. Dude, Tilda Swinton.
She's great in it. Yeah. She's great. She is a really good, like, I'm trying not to lose my mind or be a shitty person, but I have to be a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, she plays that role fucking awesome. And not only that, she's kind of like that as Gabriel in Constantine. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like that in fucking...
Don Jeffries.
And Doctor Strange. Like, she's like, has to do evil shit to, like...
She's great.
Dude, she's good.
Clooney's the shit. All the little sub-characters are
George
great.
George Clooney's fantastic in it.
His boss, Jeff, or whatever his name is.
Yes.
I like him a lot.
Yes.
And I love Albert.
Albert is fucking bonkers.
He's so good.
Makes me angry.
I know.
At times, because I'm like, you fuck up. Like,
you stupid
why are
idiot.
You? Oh, god damn it.
When he has the bread and he gives him the speech and he's like, you're going to come at me in court? You should have kept me in Georgia where you had me, like, and goes off on him. He's like, I may be crazy, but you can't commit me in this state, and I'll kill you in court.
Well, it's just funny.
Because he's, like, a savant genius.
No, he is. And they mentioned that. They're like, well, how are we going to get him, like, quiet? And he was like, what, you're going to put him in the fucking loony bin? And they're like, well, get the best lawyer that knows about that. He's like, we already have him. It's Albert.
Yeah, he would be the one to call.
Yeah, and he's like, and he's going to be the one that you're going to be trying to put in there. Like, are you fucking dumb? Like, it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. I give it like I feel like an 8.
Yeah.
Just because I probably won't rewatch it.
I have an I don't know why I've probably seen this 4 times. It's up there with like Zodiac for me, like in like its entertainment.
I'd probably watch Zodiac over this, but dude. That being said, Michael Clayton was a fun journey. That's why I give it an 8. But I don't think that I see myself like, oh shit, Michael Clayton's off.
But if someone said like, oh, should I watch Michael Clayton?
I would definitely recommend it.
Hell yeah,
yeah, for sure. I gave it an 8, too. Motherfucker.
I know, and I give it like a 9.5. Like it's a very fucking finely crafted
so,
film.
So Princess Bride, then Michael Clayton.
Then, yeah, Michael Clayton. Yeah.
And Michael Amadeus Clayton's is somehow above the 10.
10.5, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay. So Amadeus, Princess Bride, Michael Clayton, those are your top 3. Those are the island movies for you.
Well, Good Will Hunting is in there.
That fucking Tootsie Roll you called Dick.
How you like that? Them apples.
Applesauce, bitch.
Classic.
Good Will Hunting 2, hunting season.
Do you have like a top 5? Empire would probably be in there.
Well, we did this before, and yeah, I was like, I'd take Star Wars. And you're like, what do you mean you'll take? I'm like, the whole thing.
I'll take Lord of the Rings, Hobbit.
Yeah. No, Lord of the Rings, yeah, and Hobbit.
Yeah, it's one thing.
It's one story. No, I don't think I could. It'd be so hard to actually figure out what my fucking favorite. Like, if you go on, like, how many times I've seen a movie, like Dark Knight, Wedding Crashers, Superbad.
That's not favorite, though.
It's not, but it's weird because I've spent the most time with those movies.
Now, you can also explain how that time was spent. A lot of it was before and after a bedtime.
True.
Yeah.
Usually before. Mm-hmm. I didn't really, like, watch things when I got up in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know how people sleep with the TV on.
That's the only way
it's
I can.
It's astonishing to me. I'm like, yo, pitch taking, black, I am the night.
I'm always taking in content.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, you gotta, yeah, sculpting that brain of
exactly.
yours.
Exactly. Like, I'm just like plugged in. Just like, all right, juice me up for the night.
Yeah.
I need some good banter for tomorrow's water cooler talk, you know?
Water cooler talk. That's when he calls me and bothers me.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, what are you doing, Tech Tony? Tony
yeah,
the Tech?
Tony the Tech and Tiger. all right, so Michael Clayton, great. Go see it in theaters now.
In theaters now.
what do you want to do next week? We totally forgot to talk about this.
I totally remember when you didn't.
Yeah,
acknowledge it.
Well, no, we started talking about something else. I was like, "Are you good?" You're like, "Yeah,
you
for sure, man."
Stupid whore.
We're tired. It's the morning.
I know. I need a nap. Tired. I really can't, if I'm being honest, think of two right now, and I don't think that our listeners
want to hear us go through our phones for a little bit.
Yeah, or give that. Oh, hey, if you want, I can fill a little content with my favorite games I saw on the PS5 demo.
Oh, yeah, we did not. We were like, PS5, by the way, you see Squadrons, that might happen soon.
Ghostline Tokyo.
Yeah, that looked tight.
Looks like a dystopian fucking Neo Nightmare.
Yeah, if you have not seen the reveal, I would highly recommend it just because, like, they show a lot of tight gameplay.
And
a lot of dumb little kitty gameplay that, like, people love for
some
reason.
I know, they do. They love, like, oh, look, new Little Big Planet.
Oh, Sackboy. Like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, Dexter
that's
and Clank
what
or whatever.
Called. Oh, yeah.
Ratchet.
Oh, and Ratchet Clank. And Clank, yeah. Because I remember I was like, it's Ratchet and Slank or Shank or I can't remember what it's called.
Returnal. Where this person
oh
is wearing
my God, I will,
a spacesuit on Earth.
Returnal looks... That's the one that I was trying to talk to you about. But the other one looked cool as well.
Correct.
Oh, fuck. It's like Sister Athia or some shit like that. What the fuck is it called?
I know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Athena, yeah.
Yeah, but something. It's there's a word before it that's not sister.
Yeah.
Anywho. Fucking Returnal looks like the funnest fucking game ever. It looked like The Ring mixed with fucking like... Silent Hill mixed with Dead Space mixed with Ad Astra.
Dead Space is what kept clicking
dude,
for me.
Dude, by the way, I forgot to mention this during weekly recommendations and rejections. Last night I went upstairs to like, I was like, oh, I want to throw on like a space movie and like, you know, fucking, what's the one that I like with Matthew McConaughey? What's that one called?
Interstellar.
Interstellar is like not on anything. And that's something that I really want to watch again.
We've also been talking about the wrong, it's called Pragmata. Is that the one we're talking about?
No. This is not.
I said a spacesuit on Earth.
Right, but the Returnal was the one that was like horror, where she's like seeing different planets and shit like that.
I wrote them both down,
yeah,
but I just needed you to know.
Anyway, so I was trying to watch Interstellar, but Interstellar wasn't on, right?
Okay.
So I go to HBO Go.
Holy shit, dude!
I go to HBO Go, right? And Ad Astra's on there, and I was like, oh shit, fucking Brad Pitt in space, I'm down. And I start watching, and I was like, have I fucking seen this?
You did.
And no, and I start fast-forwarding, and I was like, I legit forgot about this movie.
I watched it and forgot it, so I didn't write it on my list. So I saw it, and I remember Tommy Lee Jones is in it, and Brad Pitt's character is... He's stupider than the... Anyone who's played Alien Isolation knows he's like an average Joe. So he's stupider than AI in movies. Like, he's more dense and boring and robotic. His heartbeat doesn't go above 80. That was their thing.
Yeah.
He never panics. Or emotes.
Yeah.
Anything.
He's flat.
Hi, Father.
Dude, and by the way, ending,
been
I was like...
a million miles.
Yeah, the ending, I was like, this is fucking bonkers.
It's so dumb.
But yeah, so anyway, so I started watching Lucy in the Sky.
Okay.
Wow. The opening shot of that movie is like almost fucking like tear-jerking. Like, it is fucked up looking. It's tight, dude.
Okay. And yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Returnal, yeah.
Okay, Returnal, it is a person in a spacesuit, but not as cool of a spacesuit as Pragmata.
Pragmata just looks like the ones from the 60s. That's why you think it's neat.
No, it's retro. How dare you? How dare you?
Steampunk fucking spacesuits.
How? Steampunk spacesuit? How is that steampunk,
moron?
It looks like Destiny.
No, it looks like it's from our past with a different mask.
It looks like a Titan.
Yeah, it does look like a Titan. I'll give you that.
All right.
Sure.
It's awesome. You guys should check it out in 2 years when it comes out.
Yeah, so you buying a PlayStation 5?
No, not till it goes down in price.
It's not, I don't know.
Okay.
They haven't released the price point yet. People are just saying it possibly
could be $800, and I'm like, well, put me on a payment plan, and we were like, we'll just get new credit cards.
Yeah, fucking, because like, if you think about it, if the system's $800 and you use that system a lot, like, you pay $1,000 per year for an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you do.
Usually.
And I'm not talking about,
not
like,
me,
you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
It's what everyone does. We trade our phones in, and then we have a monthly plan to pay it off in the, like, fucking the next 2 years. That's why you pay an extra $15.
I just hope PSN doesn't go up in price.
I hope it stays 60. And I feel like it should, especially if we're about to spend $800 on a fucking system. But I get it. Like, they should make money off the system. I don't think that's bad. And especially when phones are $1,000, why not for your gaming system for the next 10 years or five, let's be honest.
Five, yeah.
Well, how long's the PlayStation 4 been out?
Like 6 years.
Is that it?
I think.
Six or seven?
6 or 7, yeah. That's that generation now.
So that's not that bad, though. That's
no.
An $800 investment. Have you had to get a new PS4?
No.
How long have you had it?
Since it started.
You got it right off the rip?
I bought it off the rip first year.
Okay.
Within the first year.
And you never had to replace
no.
it. And you ran that motherfucker into the ground.
Daily, baby, and I'm a dusty boy.
He is a dusty boy. That dude's never seen a fucking cloth in water. No.
wouldn't know a horsehair brush if it hit him in
the
face.
Honestly. Wow, what was that? Ooh, is that from space? What kind of technology is this?
I like it to look old and ancient.
Yeah, a lot of cat hair. no, I had those two dogs when we had the King Corsos down here. Literally, there was a dusting.
Yeah.
From the just dander. I went through everything and fuck. I have to dust because my allergies get way too bad.
Oh, I know. You're a little boy.
I'm a little baby boy. Why'd you take out my fucking X-Acto knife?
I was thinking of killing you.
Okay. Set that over here.
So, Resident Evil Village.
Okay. M. Night Shyamalan.
No, it looks like Resident Evil 4 for fucking PS5.
I never played the Resident Evil, so I don't really care.
Man, oh man. Dude, Resident Evil 2 remake was so dope. I heard 3 was kind of cheesy.
Okay.
You'd probably like it, because it has action mechanics.
Ooh, I like that.
Like roundhouse kick buttons. Yeah.
Woo!
Okay. Also, Solar Ash. That's a game from the guys who made Hyper Light Drifter.
Is this the planet one? Where you go view a bunch of planets?
Yeah.
Kind of like No Man's Sky?
You pop through, yeah.
Yeah. This one looked kind of interesting. I don't think I would do this one. I think Returnal is like the only one that like I probably will play.
I think Ghostline Tokyo looks...
I might do that as well, but I have a feeling that one's going to be like stupid in-depth. Dude, can you imagine that game as VR?
I love that. No,
like,
but...
just get a headset and plug into your controller? Like, that would be fucking terrifying.
That'd be tight. That'd be real tight.
Oh, my God. I would hate that.
And then... Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
I also was thinking, I was like, man, if I ever get a headset, I'm going to watch Gravity and see if I can make myself throw up.
That'd be tight.
Yeah. Spin around in one of these office chairs.
I'm with you, Stan.
Just the fucking...
Like, do you ever hold your breath in movies as long as they're, like, held underwater?
I used to, yeah.
I do that
I'm
a lot.
Smoker, though, you know? I can never make it.
Also, I close my eyes during intersections.
I'm sorry.
Like, I'll drive.
Driving through them.
And then driving through the intersection, if it's green and I know it's green, I close my eyes and it's just, like, intense.
It makes you feel alive.
Just let me know I'm here, man. Tingles my pee-pee.
That's insanity.
It's like 10 roller coasters to the cock.
Honestly, because you could shoot right out your fucking windshield.
But Horizon Zero Dawn 2, it looks incredible, dude.
I am...
You don't like... You've never played Horizon Zero Dawn, so you don't know the...
You are definitely
epic godlike nature.
You are
of that
definitely
game.
More of a like game connoisseur than I am. I know what I like. I'm very vanilla.
I'm about what I'm about.
Yeah,
like, you're about to play The Witcher, though.
Yeah,
that's not what you're about.
Why not?
That's third person, dude.
So what? I just did fucking whatchamacallit.
Who?
What? GTA 5. I put like 60 hours into that. All third person.
Yeah, that's a kind of like your speed, like, you know, fuel my car with hooker blood.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to play Red Dead, fuel my horse with hooker blood.
Honestly, dude, you can run a riot.
Oh, let's watch Doubt next week for Movie of the Week.
Wow.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman
and Meryl Streep.
So you've seen it?
Yes. Very much.
So you know it.
Oscar award winning.
Now, when was the last time you saw it?
Like a few years.
Okay, I've never seen it, and I saw it, and I read the caption.
Super depressing.
Yeah, I read the caption, I was like, ooh, this sounds mean.
Wow.
Anyways, so the cool movie of the week for that?
Sure, I watched Jeffrey Epstein last week, I'll watch this week, it'll be right in line.
So, how about Patch Adams? We'll bring it up a little bit.
Oh, little, psycho killer.
Little ray of sunshine, Patch Adams.
Yeah, that one doesn't ever get any tears flowing. Patch Adams. You want to rewind, watch a little Patch Adams?
Honestly, though, you know.
Then some Green Mile.
Green Mile. Oh, Mr. Bojangles.
He went to little mouse heaven. There's no mouse heaven. He's fucking dead.
Oh, Percy's such a piece of shit. If I could kick any character in the teeth, I think it might be Percy.
He played it well.
He did really well. And that dude ended up being a fucking...
He was like a Joffrey.
He's a creep anyways in real life.
Married he has like a creep face.
Yeah, no, he married like a 16-year-old that like was like it was okay in like the state he was in or some shit.
Then again, some of our like most acclaimed directors are freaks like that. Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola can't come home. Neither can Woody Allen, I think, did something weird.
He married his niece or some shit, or grandniece or fucking.
And I think she's a like yells and screams and she's a giant bitch.
Well,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's the reward from the grapevine. No, I'm saying.
are you looking at?
I'm just trying to figure out what we should do for Testatoni, dude.
Man, my tummy hurts.
I don't know. Maybe you got some poop in there.
Probably.
I know you just watched School of Rock, but do you want to do School of Rock?
No.
Damn.
You do it.
For Testatoni, it's the Testatoni, motherfucker.
I mean,
Holland's Opus?
No.
Oh, that's two hard hitters right there.
Oh, my God.
We got Doubt and Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yeah, then we'll watch that.
Beautiful.
Then we'll watch Sleepers.
Beautiful Cole. Do you remember his little deaf baby that turns into a whole grown-up human?
Shut up.
Okay. What were you about to say, though?
Sleepers.
How about That Thing You Do?
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie. What about Blinded by the Light? Never seen
it. What the fuck are you doing?
Clockstoppers.
How about Into the Forest?
What's that?
It's about survivalists.
Do you think it's good?
I've watched half of it. It's got...
Well, then that's not a Testatoni, motherfucker.
It's got the... Oh, no, it's brand new.
We got to revisit. Do you remember how the show works?
It's got the girl from Westworld, Dolores.
Okay.
And Ellen Page, and their dad die, and they have to survive in the woods during an apocalypse.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Maybe we should do that sometime when maybe movie of the week next week.
Okay.
Put that on the back burner, so watch that in
a month. Okay, I'll put it on the back burner. Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
Just
dude.
Let them go.
You let go. fuck. Aliens?
Tight.
Or Alien.
Hmm. Both. What? Alien and Aliens. They're two different genres of film.
How about we watch everything God that's related to Aliens and Predator on HBO?
Okay.
So that's Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, AVP.
AVPR?
No, Requiem's not on here.
Oh, thank God.
And The Predator, the new one.
The newest one with...
Yeah, the giant super Predator.
Yeah. But wait, Predators isn't on there with Adrian Brody?
We watched that not that long
ago,
too.
That's good, dude.
So Testatoni's going to be six movies.
You guys just hold your pee till then.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Stop.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.